Thank you, Miss Ann. We appreciate you so much getting us started today. I've had a good day in the house of the Lord today, a really good service in early worship as Brother Paul brought the word for us, and enjoyed that a lot. Looking forward to him sharing that again. Our pastor's middle son, Davis, was married right here on this platform yesterday, he and Laura, and so we're so happy for them. But Brother Joel's doing some family things this morning, so we're giving him the morning off, and Brother Paul is preaching, doing a great job on that. So we're looking forward to this day. So you pray for our pastor and his family. Pray for Davis and Laura and Banks as they start their life together, and such a wonderful service yesterday. So let's pray now as we begin our time of worship. Lord, we want to focus on you and bring in glory to your holy name. You are worthy of worship. Lord, we thank you for the work that you're doing in our hearts and lives right now and in the life of our church. We pray for your guidance and strength as we move forward and continue, Lord, on the path that you are leading us. And I pray that you'll strengthen each one of us and help us to follow your desires and your will. I pray that you'll bless this worship time, and may our voices sing out strong for you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to begin with one of my favorite hymns, Revive Us Again. It's hymn number 434. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. So will you stand with me and let's sing all four verses together as we start our service.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of life, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our light. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb.
Singing this morning. Thank you for singing and joining in. Well, we want to welcome everyone today. We have guests here today. Welcome in the name of Jesus. We're glad that you're here for our traditional service here at First Baptist. And home folks, we're glad that you're here today too. So I want to take this time to welcome one another in the name of the Lord. Greet one another and let everybody know how glad you are to be with them today in God's house.
Thank you.
So they were playing the song that we're going to sing together, but we're going to use a little different arrangement. It's really beautiful for the instruments, and so it's got powerful words in it. Jesus is all the world to me. Beautiful hymn, but it's got a great message. And, you know, our lives that we lead, sometimes, you know, the world, Joel always talks about this, the world's view, and he said it even in the wedding. The world's view of love is me, myself, and mine, and you just think about yourself. Sometimes I'm guilty of that, just kind of focusing on what's going on in my life. And but what we want to do is be focused on the Lord and what's going on with him, and then also focused on others and what they're going through. And so let's sing this together, and I hope that you will use your voice and pray. Just take your time, Amy. You got time. There's no rush. No rush. All right. We love you, Amy. So, all right, here we go. Ready?
Strength from day to day. We're
number 235 is Take the Name of Jesus With You. We talked about Jesus is all the world to me, and it's not just for us. It's not just for me, mine, and myself, our relationship with Jesus. It's to share with other people. And a lot of times, you know, you talk to people about Jesus, and they might say something like, well, that's my private business. That's my business. It's not yours. But that's not true. We're called to go and make disciples and all that. When they find out I'm a minister, they say, well, I guess that is your business. But anyway, take the name of Jesus wherever you go, whatever you do, do it all in His name. And so if you will do that, even if you get off track, go back to that verse, Colossians 3:17, and do everything in the name of Jesus. And that's my life verse, actually, that I just shared with you. So here we go. Let's sing it and glorify the Lord and think about sharing the gospel with others. What he's preaching on, so I'll know the scripture and kind of where he's going in the service, and I try to match the music that will reinforce that or complement that. And so I asked Brother Paul, he knew it was coming, so Monday morning he was ready, and he said, I want you to sing the gospel. And so everything we've done all morning long, really, has been focused on that, and the name of Jesus is central to the gospel. The person of Jesus is central because He is the way, the truth, and the life. The life that we live is Jesus as a believer and a follower. And so we should take the name of Jesus with you. In early worship, we sang a song called I Speak Jesus. And so I speak the name of Jesus over you. And that shout Jesus from the mountain, shout Jesus to the street. And in this service, take the name of Jesus with you. and just proclaim that name in everything you do and everything you say. The name of Jesus is so vital. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that he is the Lord. And so I choose to bow right now before Jesus and to serve him. But there are many who will not bow their knee right now to Jesus that unfortunately will one day be forced to bow their knee. So you can, like the old Fram oil filter commercial said, you can pay me now or pay me later. We can either follow Jesus and bow the knee in humble reverence because we love the Lord, or one day we will be forced to bow before him as our judge. And that's the reality, not to scare anybody, but that's just the truth. And so more than scare people, we want to warn people that, hey, there's time to follow Jesus. But more importantly than preserving your life in the judgment and beyond the judgment, but the abundant life that you can live in Christ that's so full. And when you face challenges, you have the name of Jesus to help you overcome that, the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So we have a wonderful life, and it starts in us with salvation. So everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This song right here kind of sums that up. He saved us because of his mercy. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete because I'm saved, saved, saved. That's hymn number 500. If you want to turn there, we're going to sing the first two stanzas seated and then stand on the last as we rejoice together and as we take up our morning offering.
I found a friend who is all to me. His love is ever true. I love to tell how he lifted me and what his grace can do for you. Saved by his power divine, to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. He saves me from every sin and harm.
Father, we come this morning with gladness in our heart, thankful. Thank you, Lord, for your abundant love, your unlimited grace, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that all those who confess to believe in you, Lord, that for our salvation. We thank you, Lord, for all these and many more things, Lord, all the blessings that you bestow on us each and every day. Lord, this morning we pray this, that we worship with renewed hearts, Lord, and in kindness and gentleness and love and compassion. And Lord, we just pray that all that we do and all that we say and all that we think, Lord, be for your honor and your praise and your glory. Lord, we ask this morning as we take up an offering, Lord, that you just bless it for the furtherance of your kingdom. And we pray and say these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Leading us in that beautiful hymn, beautiful song. And the choir wants to sing a song for you right now. It's a song of praise. It's just something we've been working on, but I'm excited for them to share it with you and hope that you'll be blessed. And you can praise the Lord along. We've got the words up on the screen. So this is, like I always say, it's not a song for entertainment purposes. It's for worship purposes. So worship with us as we sing.
Worthy.
Amen. Ken, thank you for leading us in worship today. What a joy it's been to my heart to be in both services and just to see the glory of the Lord through song. So thank you for being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Ken's telling the truth. He always, on Monday morning, comes in and asks, Joel, what you going to be preaching? And then Ken plans a service. And so I just told him, I said, let the Holy Spirit lead you. And just if there's some songs you've been wanting to lead, but it hadn't quite fit in, I said, you got leeway. Just go do it. And Ken, thank you for your leadership. And God bless you. I'd like to ask you to take your Bibles and turn to the Gospel of John. John's Gospel, chapter 17. And this past few weeks, we have been in the Gospel of John with the winter Bible study. And we've talked about the bread of life and the light of the world, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, and this way, the way, the truth and the life. And this coming Wednesday night, we'll be closing out that series of the Gospel of John. We're going to be in John 15 on Wednesday, and Brother Joel is going to close out that study. And so if you are possibly able to get here, it'll be a blessing. I'm sure he'll kind of recap some things and put things in perspective, but he will be a blessing as he leads in the Gospel of John. John chapter 17, Jesus spoke these words and he lifted up his eyes to heaven and he said, Father, the hour has come. So to set the stage and the context, Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples. And they were having a time of fellowship, a meal, and he was finishing up some discourses that he had been teaching them, and he was sharing with him the things from his heart. And then he came to a time of prayer, a time of communion with his Heavenly Father. And so this is what we have this morning in this scripture. He says, glorify your Son. He's talking to his Father also so that he can also glorify you. Even as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to all that have given him. And so he says, and this is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true and living God. And so this is a prayer that is so solemn. It is so tender. It's a prayer that is so sacred. It is the overflow of from the soul of our Lord Jesus Christ in expressing his devotion to the Father. It is a fitting close to the wonderful discourses beginning in chapter 13. And these were spoken by Jesus in the upper room just before his disciples were going to be led out. He was going to walk out of that upper room and out into the darkness and out into the moonlit night on the way to Gethsemane. Now, if you ask someone, let's repeat the Lord's Prayer, we would probably say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And that is a prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. But John chapter 17 is known as the literal Lord's Prayer between a son and his heavenly Father. And so in John chapter 17, we see the actual Lord's Prayer of his sacred word. The setting there is actually one that is in the shadow of the cross of Calvary. He is about to be, he's about to go through the agony. He's about to go through the depth of sorrow as he leads up to the cross. And it's sorrow and it's agony and it's pain and it's suffering that we deserve. He was doing it for us. And he was facing the shame of the cross so that he could later, 2,000 years ago, take away our shame and our sin. He goes to the Father on the behalf of the disciples and those of us who would follow, and for his own self. Because you see, he was going to be separated from his disciples, and he had been teaching them and leading them and answering questions and showing them things. They'd seen the miracles. And then there was going to be an agonizing separation. But also, he was going to face a separation from his heavenly Father, who was in heaven, for the first and the only time in all of eternity. He said in the scripture, in this passage, he says, "Father, the hour has come, the hour of great sacrifice, the tragedy of the cross, the hour in which Christ came into this world." For all of eternity past, Jesus Christ knew that one day he would have to face the cruel cross of Calvary. And have you ever done anything or been anywhere that you have really dreaded going? Just think about it in your life. There's some place that you had to go and you've really dreaded it. And you know how it builds up in your mind, and you know how you deal with it over and over again, and then finally that moment has come. And that's the way that Jesus looked at what was about to happen. He had known about it. He had agreed to it in eternity past, but now the time had come, the hour of this great sacrifice and tragedy, and the hour in which he was born has now come. And he says to his Father, from the pages of Scripture, he says, "Glorify your Son." Because you see, he was about to stoop to the shame, and Christ was praying that he would be lifted up. He later prayed that if there was any other cup, if there was another avenue, if there was another way to go, he said, "But nevertheless, whatever your will is, Father." But he had to drink that cup that was the cross itself, and he was praying that that would be a glory. And we wear crosses, we hold Christ's crosses, we see crosses all about. But Jesus Christ was facing the cruel cross. "The glory in which you gave me," according to John chapter 17, verse 22, he says, "The glory which you gave me, I have given them." Who is he talking about? He says, "And I give them the glory which you have given me, that they might be one, even as you and Heavenly Father are one." And so the 17th chapter of John records the prayer of Jesus to the Father. And Jesus did pray for himself. He prayed for his disciples. And he was also praying for all of those throughout the ages to come who would need the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and the glory that they could look at Jesus and see in the life of Jesus and realize that it is a blessing in their life. So it didn't end at the prayer. It didn't end when Jesus ended that prayer. But that prayer has gone on continuously for over 2,000 years for you and for me. So let's look at some of the elements of these blessings. And we have if I have time, we'll do four of them. I wound my watch real tight this morning. It's running fast, so we'll have to speed up. Christ gives the blessings of His Word. He says, "And this is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true and living God." He said that in verse 3. Verse 8 says, "For I have given them the words which you gave me, and they have received them, and they have known surely that I come from you, and that they believed that you sent me." And so without His Word, we would not be Christians today. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The psalmist says, "Thy Word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." And so the Word of God is so vital in our hearts and lives. Jesus Christ not only gives the blessing of His Word, but also He gives the blessings of relationship. You know, Jesus displayed the glory of His Son. He says in the last days, in the writer of Hebrews says, in the last days that it was spoken to us through, the Father spoke to us through His Son. The Gospel of John, the writer of the Gospel of John, talked about God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So there's that relationship. And so He gives us this blessing of relationship. Aren't you glad that we are His children and He is our Father? Because no matter what you go through, you have a relationship that you can count on. You know, everybody has friends that you can count on. And the important thing is to know that we have Jesus, who's our greatest friend, and we can always count on Him. The Scripture says, "As many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God." So we are His children because of what Jesus Christ did on that cross. So Jesus gives us the blessings of His Word. Number two, He gives us the blessings of relationship. Number three, He gives us the blessings of goodness. Jesus Christ shared His goodness with us. Galatians 2:20 says, "I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life that I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and He gave Himself for me." God demonstrated His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So He gives us the blessing of His goodness. He also gives us the blessing of His character. Jesus received, actually He revealed the character of God to men by showing it perfectly in His life and in His conduct. He was the likeness of God's glory and the express image of His person. Let me repeat that. He was the likeness of God's glory and the express image of His person. You all know that had the opportunity, Deb and I, to pastor three churches in our ministry. But before that first church, we were on staff as associate and youth director, bus director, associate, whatever the job was. And so we were under the leadership of one of our pastors. His name was Virgil Lovett. We were sitting around one day, and Virgil said, "You know, we're going to start a church newsletter." I said, "That's great. That sounds wonderful. We ought to do it." He says, "Paul, take care of that." So we would, it was a weekly thing, and we would, put what was happening the week before and so forth, kind of like the church bulletin that Karen does for us. And it had pictures in it and so forth, and I got to thinking, if we take pictures on Sunday, it goes to press on Wednesday, we get it in the mail by Thursday, there's not a lot of turnaround time, to get the pictures developed. And so, Monica, you'll like this part right here. So, anyway, we would take pictures. In the early service, I heard a child say, "What's that?" And so, just a little camera that I had. And so, things would happen on Sunday, and I would take the camera, and first of all, I would have to do the shutter. Did you hear that? That was like a 30th of a second. And so, had to come up with a way to get these pictures from the film to the publication. Only had, just a couple of days. So we converted one of the offices into a dark room. And so we wind the film up and take it to the dark room, where you actually go dark first, and you take it out of the camera. And then you would have to, almost by feel, there was a little red light, a little safe light, I think they call it. Then you'd, by feel, most you would reel it into a little stainless steel container. Then you'd put a lid on that, and you'd put it through the developer for a certain length of time, stop bath, and then you'd rinse it and so forth. I remember the first time that I did that, and had a couple of guys that was helping me, and Debbie was faithful. She was at home taking care of little Amy at the time, and so I would develop the film. Then you could turn the light on, you'd look at it, and I thought, wow, that is amazing. That is an exact image of the picture that I took a couple of days earlier. And I think that's what Christ is saying to us. Look, take my image and be that person that the Father wants us to be. And so as we look at the life of Jesus, Jesus perfectly manifested his life in the love and the light and the grace and the goodness and the mercy and the majesty of his Father. The holiness and humility, the power and the personality, and the justice and righteousness of God the Father, he showed that in human form. He showed us the picture of that. And so that's what we're to do in our lives. And how do we do it? Well, the scripture says that we not only have the blessing of his word and the relationship, the goodness and the character, but we can be like him by following God's word. The Apostle Paul put it this way. He says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." You know, anytime God's blessing a church, the devil will want to, kind of get part of the action. But, one of the things that we can do as we think about the gospel in our lives is we can go to the scripture and say, "Lord, okay, is what I'm thinking, is what I'm about to do, is it a fruit of the Spirit? Is it something that comes from the goodness of God? The love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and so forth. Is it what will glorify you in your ministry and in the gospel?" And so Jesus had completed his work here on the earth. He was ready to go back to the Father, and he said to his disciples, "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." It's John Gospel chapter 20, verse 21. So children reflect the nature and the character of their parents, and in the manner like this, Christians are to reflect the character of Jesus Christ. They are to reflect in their lives the characteristics of Christ as he revealed them in his life. This is one of the glories. This is one of the things that God has prepared for us, blessings that Jesus has passed to his disciples and from the Father and from one generation to the other. Now we have God's Word to guide us, but we still have the glory of God to pattern our lives after and to take that photograph of Jesus and let it develop in our life. And so God gave Christ the glory of being His Son. And Christ passed this goodness and blessings to the believers. God gave Christ the privilege of manifesting His character to men. And today Jesus Christ gives that same gift to believers. We're not seeing Jesus in a physical form, but we have His Word to guide us each step of the way. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You for Your love, and we thank You for Your goodness and mercy, and we just pray that You will be with us as we try to pattern our lives after the lives of others who have gone on before us, who have patterned their lives after Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to be all You want us to be. Help us through the Scripture to know what You want us to do, and help us to follow Your will and Your Holy Spirit in our lives each day. For I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we're going to sing an invitation hymn, and it's entitled Living for Jesus. And so if there's a decision on your heart today, I'll be here at the front if you want to confess Christ as your Savior, if you want to join the church, if you have other decisions for prayer, whatever it may be, I'll be here as we sing.
Hymn 605. Let's stand together. Announcements. This Wednesday night continues. Brother Joel will be leading it on the true vine, the study of the book of John for our winter Bible study. Brother Paul, thank you for organizing that, for everyone that's been a part of that. It's been fantastic. Our next announcement is Valentine Luncheon. It's Tuesday, February 10th. We had two spots left open earlier. Have they been taken? No. So we have two spots available left, so reservations still open. But it's going to be a great day. Tim Hayes has put together a program. It's going to be fun and entertaining. And then, of course, the food at Gunner's Landing is always excellent. So be sure to come to that. Next announcement is the Mature Adult Trip in May. It's an action-packed, fun trip with lots of good spiritual things and other things as well. So you're going to have a great time on this one. If you're interested, you can sign up on the Old Lord's Supper table. And then finally, on Sunday, March the 1st, here at our church, we'll be hosting the One Voice Student Honor Choir and Orchestra. Baptist students, young people from all over the state of Alabama have auditioned and made this group, and they'll be here. This is the only concert that they will have this year, so there'll be a lot of people from all over the state here at 10:30 on that day. I want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. I've gone through the music. We've got two students involved, Ella Kate Smith and Gemma Brown. And so, and I went last week to Coleman. We went over there to have the district area group singing, and it was really good. So I think you will enjoy the music and enjoy being here. It's going to be a great day. So plan to be a part of that service. And so that's all of our announcements that we have today, but we are thankful that you're here.